In Los Angeles, public school teachers are in an uproar over a technical glitch that is costing them money. The school district changed its payroll procedures and installed a $95 million computerized system nearly a year ago, and since then, the teachers say their paychecks have been a disaster, with sums that are either grossly inflated or reduced to a few pennies. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
Overpaid, underpaid, not paid, can't get it right!
About 100 angry teachers recently marched in front of L.A. Unified School District headquarters, demanding a fix to the payroll debacle. Since June, teacher Nora Castaño's monthly paycheck has been for $96.01.
So every month I have to get a substitute, come to the Beaudry building, sit here.
The Beaudry building headquarters?
Headquarters, all day to get an emergency paycheck.
The paycheck problems began last January when the school district underwent a $95 million technological overhaul. Among many things, the upgrade replaced the antiquated payroll system. Since then, the district has hired two consulting firms at a cost of more than $10 million to fix the problems. Teacher Juliet Goldstein, who hasn't gotten a correct check all summer, can't understand why the problems persist.
9 months is too long to wait to get an accurate paycheck. We have taxes. It's based on this inaccuracy. We have homes being lost. We have cars being repossessed. It's too long.
Officials say most teachers have been overpaid and now owe the district more than $53 million. Sixth grade teacher Lynn Murphy says she's been told she owes $3,400. She insists she never received the money.
You work without air conditioning. You work in unsafe conditions. You work in overcrowded classrooms. I mean, you know, that is all endless. But to not get paid for doing it, that's it's pretty bad.
Teachers have stepped up their protests in recent days. They're boycotting faculty meetings and picketing the offices of the accounting firm Deloitte & Touche, which administered the original $95 million upgrade. A firm spokeswoman said the company is unable to comment on the ongoing problems, but in a written statement insisted that Deloitte & Touche fulfilled its obligations under the contract. School Board President Monica Garcia says technological changes are hard. She says the district's complex pay structure, especially for teachers, is complicating the fix.
I apologize to every employee that has been negatively affected, and I ask them to work with the district to resolve their personal issue.
But as the problems linger, such reassurances are being met with scorn across the city. One local newspaper columnist suggested that 12 monkeys with an abacus and a clipboard could do a better job. And in a district that struggles to hold on to good teachers, third grade instructor Nora Castaño says the problem is affecting even the most loyal employees.
My brother's a teacher for LA Unified, and my mother was a teacher for 32 years for LA Unified. It's a family business, but it's no longer a business if you're not getting paid.
Teachers aren't the only ones in jeopardy. Because of the payroll glitches, the district hasn't been able to complete its own books. And if it misses an October 15th deadline to turn in last year's expenditure reports, the state could withhold the paychecks of the superintendent and all seven school board members. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.